I assure you, Doctor, I am feeling no effects. I am meditating and relieving the physical urges greatly. Doctor, I remind you of your duty to maintain confidentiality. I found it logical to inform you of my cycle as a safety precaution. Yes, Doctor. If the meditation was not working, I would need to be confined and given treatment. However, I am not endangering the crew. I implore you to not inform the captain. No, you will not find any more data on the condition. Vulcans do not publicize Ponfar for logical reasons. I have no reason to fabricate this condition. You will have to trust me, Doctor. No, Doctor. It is a chemical imbalance that can be rectified by copulation or a barbaric fight. Neither of which I would like to participate in. Vulcans who have not successfully learned to control their emotions have been known to act like a cat in heat, as humans would say. That will not be occurring as I have complete control of my desires. Meditating has been satisfactory, but my heart rate remains elevated. I would like an accurate reading. Still elevated? Perhaps it was premature of me to state that I was unaffected. However, I have always only needed meditation when out on mission. It would be safe to assume that this time would be no different. Unfortunately, I agree with you, Doctor. Please inform the captain that I must be taken off active duty. Have the environmental controls been tampered with? It seems warmer in here. I am perspiring greatly. Computer, systems Doctor, please. I am Vulcan. I do not feel frustration. I do attest to being uncomfortable, but I can manage. Yes, it is logical to check my vitals again. I suggest coming in closer to ensure a more accurate reading. Closer, Doctor. Come closer. No need to worry. This condition is not contagious. Doctor, it is not recommended per Starfleet uniform code to wear cologne or perfume. Some species are extremely sensitive to smells. I should report you for misconduct. No? You are not wearing any scented chemicals? Are you certain? Fascinating. You smell similar to a scientist I knew at the Academy. I was appreciative of his brilliant mind. He was also a man that taught me a lot. Doctor, feel my heartbeat. No, not with a tricorder, use your hand. There. Is my heartbeat irregular? Doctor, my heart is not located there. You must lower your hand to my hip. A pulse point is sufficient, but you must get an accurate reading. Yes. Your hands are cool to my skin. The sensation is soothing. Perhaps use your other hand to put me at ease. Now, Doctor. Yes. it's assisting my concentration. Please do not protest. It is your duty to facilitate healing for Starfleet officers, and your hand placement is helping greatly. Now raise your hands to my chest. Yes. This is quite helpful, Doctor. Thank you for this assistance. Now please do not move. Stay still for me. Shh, Doctor. This is what must be done. It is only logical for both of us to feel each other's bodies. Yes. Your heartbeat is quite elevated. It seems you are aroused, Doctor. I need you focused to assist me with my condition. It is logical now that we copulate here in sickbay. Humans are known to be unable to focus when aroused greatly. Your protest is illogical. As I see your body quivering to my touch, I believe you desire me. No, Doctor, this is not the Ponfar. I have complete control over my emotions. I will say your aroma is quite pleasant. Doctor, are you enjoying my hand on your phallus? Doctor, we are beyond the time of protest. It is only logical now for you to enjoy this. Once you ejaculate, you can resume your duties. No, Doctor. Once again, I declare that I am in complete control. There is no logical reason for you not to enjoy this. Doctor, you are not taking advantage of me. You clearly desire me. I have noticed your pupils dilate when seeing me. You try to hide your glances at my posterior and breasts, but I am too observant. I am Vulcan, of course. Doctor, you know I don't experience emotions like you do, but pleasuring you with my mouth is quite enjoyable. Perhaps if I increase the intensity. Fascinating. Your moans and groans grew louder. Doctor, it is important that you keep your fluid in your testicles. Concentrate so that I may mate with you. You can satiate my Ponfar in this state. It would not be unethical, as it is just a logical solution. Your erection. Your erection has reached its limit. Are you ready, Doctor?
Perfect, Doctor. I will now buck my hips to ensure your orgasm. I know humans enjoy dirty talk when mating. I have studied ancient tapes of this from Earth. May I try this? It feels so good to ride you. You are so erect. Have you ever felt such a tight, wet pussy? It doesn't hurt that my species is typically 3 times stronger than an average male. Oh, that's right, baby. Every muscle. You won't find a better fuck on this entire ship. I'm going to drain your balls and make you feel really, really good. How is my impression of a human female? Believable? Oh, good. I want you to blow that entire load into my birthing canal. Apologies. Pretending to talk like a 21st century human is more challenging than I thought. It seems Ponfar has affected me. Let me attempt again. Oh, fuck. I want a good hard fuck. Do you love this baby? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me, you stud. I implore you, Doctor. Do not cease until we simultaneously climax. The pleasure is indeed intense. Yes. Oh, this is what I needed. I needed to feel this hard cock inside me. Oh, make me feel better, Doctor. Make me come. I was being a bad girl. I seduced you. So fuck me like the bad girl I am. Pump your seed into me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ah. Oh.
You were correct. My Ponfar seemed to be more intense than I had anticipated. I manipulated you into copulating with me. I was not truly thinking logically. I desired you physically. All I could think about was making you take me for a mate. I tend to have greater control. It seems my libido has intensified with age. No, I believe that is completely normal for my species. You enjoyed it. Well, that's welcome news. Ah. Smile? Well, Vulcans actually do show emotion at certain times. Doctor, it seems you did not ejaculate, and you are still turgid. Allow me to alleviate you. Fascinating. I can still taste my fluids on you. I seem to enjoy that. I desire your ejaculate to coat my face, or even better, to coat my ovaries. Hmm? Why did I study ancient human pornography? I used it to meditate.
I watched them to assist my masturbation. I was drawn to slut behavior. Yes, I enjoy being called a slut. Please repeat that phrase. Do not cease. By Surik, you are excellent at this. Imitate humans again? Oh, I'm just a slutty bimbo, and I love feeling that cock stretch me open. I want you to fill me with your cum. I want you to come inside my tight, wet hole. I want to have your human baby. Oh, fuck! Come inside me! Come inside me! Oh, yes! Yes. You expelled quite an amount of semen. I was correct that we share a mutual attraction. Yes. I feel my ponfar has been satiated. However, I would like to do this with you another time. Perhaps after a dinner date on the holodeck. I will return to my quarters to clean up. I should be able to return to duty with no interruption. I implore you not to report this in your log, Doctor. Live long and prosper. I can assure you, if you continue to fuck me like you did just now, you will live long and prosper. I believe I made a joke.